I'm surprised somebody didn't call and thank the guys who put the lights on for the Magnificent Mile Festival of Lights Parade, because 1 million lights have been put up on trees, on 200 trees. And they're not like the rest of us where they put up a few and then, you know, it's like, okay, I'm tired, I'm just going to string them. They look spectacular. The parade is Saturday. There's probably going to be just as many people downtown as there are lights. And hey, we know somebody that knows something about the parade, and that is Julie Smolansky, the CEO of Lifeway Foods. Not only do I have questions about the parade, I've got questions about Lifeway Foods too, Julie. Thanks for jumping on the show with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So what are you going to do at the parade? Do people get to sample your product?
Yes, we're so excited. All day long, starting at 11 o'clock on Michigan Avenue, we are going to have our awesome Lifeway ambassadors out there passing our favorite, Chicago's very favorite Lifeway kefir out all afternoon, getting all those good, friendly bugs into our gut right before the holidays. It's so stressful. And we know that, you know, having a good, friendly gut with, kefir that helps replenish that friendly bacteria is such a key role in maintaining our sanity. And it helps reduce stress, depression, and anxiety, something we can all use and soothe our tummies during this really, really hectic time.
Look, your ambassadors are going to need plenty of that, because it is going to be busy. So not only is the parade happening, but Julie is one of the sponsors of the Magnificent Mile Lights Festival, and obviously not her. Her company. She is the CEO of Lifeway Foods, but I'm telling you what, there's going to be a lot of people there. And so you brought up kefir. You know, I have a nephew who's very organic and buys your products, and whenever they come to visit, my fridge is stocked with them. And I just don't really, I know that they call it yogurt's cousin, but I don't really know much more about kefir than that.
Yeah, well, it's a 2,000-year-old superfood that originated in the Caucasus Mountains in the region near Ukraine, actually, where my family is from. We brought over this traditional recipe with us when we immigrated back in 1976, and we came to Chicago, and we've been growing our business. And you can buy our Lifeway kefir not just in Chicago, but nationwide and internationally as well, in like Mexico and parts of Europe. So we're not just a Chicago company anymore, but our roots are in Chicago. And, you know, we now know the science around good bacteria, and kefir is one of the best ways to get probiotics into your body, into your gut, and you know, have that diversity of bacteria. We have a brand new flavor, a limited edition. I know we love limited edition flavors that we hunt and find. A new holiday cookie flavor. It is absolutely so yummy, and you can find it at any Whole Foods and select other stores. But go check out Holiday Cookie and get it while supplies last, because once it's gone, it's gone. It's just available for the holiday season. But we're going to be sampling that holiday cookie out there on Michigan Avenue this weekend as well.
Okay, Julie, I got a question, because I'm on your website right now at lifewaykefir.com, and I thought, well, I'm going to click on recipes and see what they do with these products. And the first thing that comes up looks like, and I can't pronounce this well either, it looks like cacio e pepe or something. It looks like my favorite pasta. So you're using that in place of a cream or something then, right?
Yes. Yes. Now we have made a whole online recipe log of all different ways that you can use kefir. And we wanted to show the versatility of our Lifeway kefir. And there's no better time to play with it than around Thanksgiving. One of my favorite ways to use our Lifeway kefir is to make your holiday turkey, make a turkey brine with it. Give your kefir a very special spa bath. So I use about 3 quarts of plain kefir. I marinate my turkey in there for about 2 days. And then when it comes out, it makes the turkey tender and juicy. It's absolutely delicious. And you can find that turkey brine on our website as well. But I love making pumpkin muffins and pumpkin cake with it, and a whole bunch of really delicious recipes. Butternut squash soup.
That's one of my favorites.
roast your butternut squash, put it in a blender, and then I throw in some Lifeway kefir in it, and it just makes it really creamy and smooth, and adds some protein to it. So there's a lot you can do with our kefir, but All of that you can come and try at Winter Lights Festival this weekend on Mag Mile. And then I'm so excited because at 5:30, Mickey and Minnie kick it off and we start our parade. And we're going to have an incredible float that our team is so excited. We've been building it for the last couple of weeks, and we have invited our friends over, Carrie Wood, our favorite Cubs player.
I still have his jersey. That's my one Cub jersey that I still wear because I adore him and his wife.
Right. Carrie and Sarah are the best, and they're awesome foundation, the Wood Family Foundation, and we've got students coming in from their programs, from the pitch-in program to walk along our float, and they're going to be helping us pass out samples to all of our spectators. And we're going to have Eric Hager, a young singer who was featured on American Idol, joining us for a performance on our float. So we're really, really excited. And then that all culminates in the awesome fireworks at about 7 o'clock over on the river to just kick off this holiday. I mean, we're so excited to be, you know, after this long, difficult, challenging time that we've all gone through, to just kind of relax and celebrate all the joy, have fun, and let that light come in. You know, there's going to be over 200 trees along Michigan Avenue are going to be illuminated. It is absolutely just so fun and beautiful. It's one of my favorite weekends in Chicago. So I'm so excited to be doing it.
And I hope one day you'll come back on the show because I find you very intriguing. I had no idea that you and your family immigrated from Ukraine in 76, and now you have a company, Lifeway, that you have grown to over 100 million in sales. You are a very intriguing woman, so please come back on the show.
Absolutely. Anytime. There's so many great things to talk about. Chicago is incredible. And, you know, it is really the heartbeat of our country. So anytime, I'd love to come back and share. Yeah. Let me tell you. Oh, you know, another fun thing. We have a pop-up coming up on Michigan Avenue in conjunction with the City of Chicago, World Business Chicago, Mag Mile Association, to kind of change the narrative on the empty storefronts that are there. So we're going to be having a series of pop-ups available in a couple of weeks. I'll come back and tell you all about that.
All right, perfect.
But, we're really excited to be, you know, kind of celebrating the fact that Chicago is the leading status of the number one city for U.S. food innovation and manufacturing. So that store is going to be opening in December up on North Michigan. And I would love to come back and tell you a little bit more when it gets a little closer.
But absolutely.
Yeah, this weekend, we're celebrating the Mag Mile Winter Lights Festival. And, you know, just be sure to come out and get some samples, try some Lifeway kefir, go visit our website for those recipes, or follow us on social media on Instagram at Lifeway Kefir and on TikTok, where there's just really great fun ways to play with Lifeway Kefir and bring it into your life and get good health from it.
All right. Thank you so much, Julie Smolansky. I got it right, Julie, the CEO of Lifeway. Look for them in the parade. It's just going to be a fantastic day and night Saturday in the city of Chicago.